The campaign of Democrat and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett held a news conference at the Talgo train car facility. In the background were two red and white train car sets that are nearly finished and will soon be tested, but may not be put in service because Governor Walker and Republican legislators are trying to pull the plug on the contract the Doyle administration signed with Talgo. GOP officials cite cost concerns. But dozens of jobs could be lost at the site, including that of electrician and union steward James Cannon.
I wish that my family and my fellow workers were treated with respect by the state of Wisconsin. We appreciate the mayor's support in getting this facility open and trying to help keep it open and keep these jobs here.
Another concern raised by the Republicans is that each of the Talgo train cars seats about 20 fewer passengers than the older cars now on the Hiawatha Amtrak service between Milwaukee and Chicago. But standing inside one of his company's train cars, Talgo shop manager Gary Young said the contract spells out how passenger needs would still be met, in part because ridership is still less than capacity.
Go out and look at the Amtrak ridership numbers. Look at what's there. And the other part is that the original part of the contract with Talgo, the plan was two additional trains and then two more later to support the needs of growing ridership and to Madison.
Talgo executives say they may still sue the state if the contract isn't honored. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.